In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison concerned about the Victorian government's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions. Queensland records two new cases, and in tennis, Canadian Denis Shapovalov through the US quarterfinals. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has expressed concern over the Victorian government's plan to ease coronavirus restrictions, saying he hopes the roadmap released by the state government is a worst-case scenario. Premier Daniel Andrews yesterday announced Melbourne's Stage 4 lockdown will continue for another 2 weeks, with some rule changes from late September, such as a shorter curfew and the reopening of childcare centres. But many hospitality and retail businesses won't be able to reopen until late October, provided case numbers across Victoria drop below an average of 5 new infections per day over a 2-week period. Mr. Morrison has criticised Victoria's strategy, saying lockdowns aren't a sign of success in dealing with COVID-19.
Under the thresholds that have been set in that plan, Sydney would be under curfew now. Sydney doesn't need to be under curfew now. They have a tracing capability that can deal with outbreaks. That's why I say it's important that we work on building that tracing capability in Victoria to get it at a level that enables it to move in a more confident way than I think the plan that was announced yesterday set out.
Daniel Andrews has rejected the criticism of the state's contact tracing capabilities, saying it's not helpful to compare Victoria to New South Wales. Victoria has recorded 41 new cases of COVID-19 and another 9 deaths. It's the first time since June that the number of new infections has fallen below 50.
They haven't had the community transmission that we've had, and that's not a point of pride, it's just a fact. So we are different. And you've got to have settings that marry up with that difference. Otherwise, it's not a strategy. It's just a plan of hope, but false hope. So those numbers need to be quite low.
Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded two new cases. One is a woman in her 20s who's a household contact of a known case, while the other is a nurse at the Ipswich Hospital in her 30s. And in New South Wales, Premier Gladys Berejiklian has confirmed school formals and Year 12 graduations will be allowed to go ahead this year. It comes as the state records 4 new cases of COVID-19. One is a return traveller in hotel quarantine, while the other 3 are healthcare workers linked to outbreaks at 2 Sydney hospitals. And the federal government has secured a $1.7 billion supply and production agreement for 2 possible coronavirus vaccines. The government says Australians will get free access by early next year if the clinical trials of the Oxford University and University of Queensland vaccines are successful. It says if proven to work, it would purchase 33.8 million doses of the vaccine and 51 million of the Q1. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia's fortunate to have secured deals for the world-leading vaccines.
The best advice that we have, and it's not determined yet, is that there is likely to be multi-year protection. Nobody can say whether it will be lifetime. I asked both professors who head the programs as to whether they regarded it as an annual vaccination shot that would be required, and they said, we can't say finally, but our best belief is that it's likely to be multi-year protection.
In other news, Australian conservation groups have written to the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organisation, or UNESCO, warning of the federal government's moves to weaken the nation's environmental protections. The government last week pushed environmental laws through Parliament that paved the way for states to take over approvals to standards that have yet to be developed. In the letter to UNESCO, Director General Aubrey Azzouli, the 13 groups argue as a ratified signatory to the World Heritage Convention, the Australian government has a responsibility to identify, protect and conserve World Heritage sites. To tennis now, and Denis Shapovalov has overcome a first set tiebreak to beat David Goffin and advance to the US Open quarterfinals. The Canadian will next face Spain's Pablo Carreño Busta after the 20th seed was awarded his 4th round match against Novak Djokovic by default when the world number one hit a line judge with a tennis ball. It will be Shapovalov's first Grand Slam quarterfinal. Let's see what the weather's doing for you across the country tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 20 degrees in Perth. Much the same for Adelaide, 19 for you. A shower or two, winds easing, 20 in Melbourne. A couple of showers in Hobart, 17. Fine weather for Canberra, 21 degrees. Similar conditions in Wollongong, 23 for you. Much the same for Sydney, 24. The sun continues in Newcastle, 25. It'll be a partly cloudy day in Brisbane, top of 23 for you. A couple of showers in Cairns, 28, and a fine and sunny day in Darwin, a hot 36 degrees. And for more from the SBS newsroom, visit our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.